New Frontiers. We've been opening doors for thousands of centuries across space, galaxies, oceans, and science, medicine, and in every imaginable frontier. Yet, there's always been a mystery. It's always been a matter of deep, fascinating curiosity. How a mind works, how capabilities are formed, when does talent form? Yet, there's something that is still waiting to be discovered, that is core, innate, and personal to every individual. In this podcast, I bring to you the secrets of personal evolution, as a creator of a technology that's pioneering the science to design and accelerate the frontier of personal evolution. Welcome to Solo Voice, taking you places where no one has gone before. Integrated life outcomes. Oh, how I wish I knew about this 10 years ago when Harini and I started. When we started School of Excellence together, we wanted to take the impact of neuro-linguistic programming to millions by creating computer games and automation that will allow people to get a personal transformation in minutes, to overcome any limitation in minutes. Because this is what NLP is really good at doing. It can give you an instant fix, provided you find someone who really has the acumen, acuity, and neuro-linguistic programming skills to give you that results. And one of the challenges of NLP was that finding good NLP agents who know what they're doing is difficult, because most people who learn NLP and who use it successfully use it for preparing a presidential speech or become investors or are really good business people. So how are you going to find people who are going to be available for others to help them change, to solve limitations? So Harini and I decided the simplest thing to do is to create tools, gadgets, to provide devices that will help people get what they get from an NLP change agent without an NLP change agent. I think it's a beautiful plan, except it doesn't solve the challenge of integrated life outcomes, which is, when you think about it, everything in life is connected to everything else. Who you are as a person is so much an outcome of the people you spend time with in your family, in your life, as well as the kind of work you do every day. Now, you might think, how can the work I do change the way I think and who I am? Well, think about who you are now and the way you think about things today. Isn't it different from the way you thought about it 10 years ago? And there are so many different ways in which you can evolve, in which your thoughts and thinking could have been shaped, but they happen to have shaped the way it has happened for you. And a large impact of that comes from what you do for work every day and the people you spend time with and the people in your life, in your family, how they think, how evolved they are in certain aspects and how not so evolved they might be in other aspects. A lot of who we are comes as an outcome of things that are connected in our life, like our work, like our family, and even our personal health, of how much energy we have to do certain things, and thereby what experiences we can have and what we cannot have. And thereby in life, everything is connected to everything else. And it's so intricately connected and it's so beautiful that shifting one element has a profound impact on every other aspect of the life. So it's not possible that you're changing an individual in a particular way without it having an effect in their business, in their health, in their family, in their legacy. And one of the dangers of any effective change program is that if you give people tools or if you give people changes that are immediate fix, that are instant problem fixing, without taking into consideration all of the aspects of their life, then you don't even know if you've done them a good thing. The way I look at it is if you have something as powerful as neuro-linguistic programming that can allow you to change anything for anyone in a few minutes, then instead of using it as instant coffee, why not use it as the nut and bolt, the fundamental blocks, building blocks for something fabulous. Like, you know, when we discovered steam engine, steam is such a basic thing. It can lift things. But it became the foundation for industrial revolution. And that's the way I look at the ability and capability to change things, is can you make it the foundation for an integrated life outcome? Can you design the changes you have for a person in such a way that all aspects of their life evolve together? Like, I remember Sachin, he came to one of our event and he chose to come to us instead of going into an Ivy League college that he got admission from. And he chooses because he felt that he needs to personally evolve, and that is more important to him at this point in time than a set of tactics and formats and templates and even a way of thinking about business. So one of the things that we did for Sachin is we looked at his life comprehensively. There were a lot of things that he needed to change. One, in his work, he used to expect people to perform a particular way, and when they don't, he would get super angry. And guess what? This is what he was doing at home too. See, integrated. Now, we helped him with his aspects in his work as well as the way he was dealing with people at his house. His relationship instantly improved with his wife. His relationship with his own family improved with his father and mother. And people started talking to him. Instead of being afraid, they started being friendly. They started coming and approaching him. And very soon he was at an irreplaceable situation, to the point that he always wanted to be a CEO of an organization. And although he had offers earlier, he felt he was not capable. But right after up, within 6 months, he jumped, he took the plunge, and he joined this organization. And his previous organization did not want to leave him because he had become that good. Because he had become that good in dealing with people. And so they offered to pay him the full salary while he maintained a part-time commitment and responsibility after having taken a full-time responsibility in the new business. This is what integrated outcomes look like. Your family is happier, your wife respects you, your partner respects you, your parents are evolving, your teammates look up to you, your bosses find you replaceable, and you have different rules. different league. People do for you things that they wouldn't do for anybody else. It's not so easy for people to offer you and say, hey, you know what, you go do your own stuff, but we'll still pay you the same salary for you to give us a part-time commitment. So this is only possible. Integrated life outcomes is not just a nice thing to have. The thing is, whenever you change, whenever you do anything, it's having an integrated impact in every aspect of your life. But most people don't even recognize that this is happening. Most people wouldn't know that it's having an integrated impact. But it doesn't mean that there isn't any integrated impact. And my proposal to everybody is that when you consider getting married, when you consider taking up a job, when you're shifting career, when you go into another country, when you consider the decisions that you take day to day, think about what are all the things that are important to you and how every decision of yours has an impact on everything that you do, not just that one area, because we are so connected. In fact, integrated life outcomes is the foundation of predictive intelligence that I'm going to be talking to you in the future episodes about how you can actually kind of predict the trajectory where someone is going to land in a few years from now. And time compression happens because in our work, because we're working on all outcomes together simultaneously. And unlike what most people think, it's faster and quicker when you work on all things together. The metaphor I have is, you know, there's someone running or going through an F1 race, and when they come, they don't change one tire at a time. All the four tires and the engine is being serviced at the same time. That's called integrated. Like, you already know that these are the elements that make up your life, so why not work on all of them parallelly? Because a lot of things happen naturally. A lot of changes happen not by thinking or working on them. It happens because of life experiences that you have. It happens as you sleep and your unconscious learns and assimilates new things. So when you design your life for integrated outcomes, the day-to-day things that you do will begin to impact and improve every aspect of your life, including your business, personal excellence, family, wellness, and legacy outcomes that you're after. I remember this children from an underprivileged background when we were working with the Sunshine Orchestra for A.R. Rahman, and we went there to help these children learn to play the violin soulfully, beautifully, in compressed time. But we intuitively, although Harini and I did not coin the term integrated life outcomes, although we didn't create excellence installation technology back then, we intuitively always knew that life is integrated. And in order to help somebody, you have to look at a person holistically from every dimension comprehensively. So some of these children we helped to improve their music journey had challenges with what was going on in their house. The mother and father would fight, and it would imprint on the child's head. And the entire day they're thinking about it, and they're looking at a future that is uncertain. And with that state of mind, it's impossible for them to play and learn music. So we actually helped them develop the capabilities of overcoming thoughts that played like a loop in their head of things that were happening live in their house every day. And that was one of the things that we did to help them time compress their learning journey. And so many examples, so many people, every single person we've helped, we've always found that the solutions to something in their life could be in a completely different area in their life. And you won't even go looking there until you recognize and realize that life is so integrated. Everything flows into everything else. It is not, we like to think of it as, you know, different rooms, different compartments, but life is integrated. Everything flows into everything else. Always. And the more you notice and become aware of it, the more you would know that it's happening the more you become capable of recognizing patterns and interrupting them. I like to close with the story of Gautami, who's a film playback singer now. And when she had come to us, she was about to join college. And she was always in this dilemma about, do I need to be a dancer or do I need to be like everybody else, take a corporate job? And what we helped her do was we helped her recognize that she has to build capabilities across all aspects. So we made it easy. We helped her with certain capability development that allowed it so easy for her to master her subjects, to learn her college stuff so easily, and to, at the same time, find time to participate in volunteer organizations and to do unconscious assimilation in her dancing so that from geniuses she can learn things faster. And all of this allowed her in her 3 years of college to get more in those 3 years than an average successful college student would. Not only should she ace her subjects, but she had life experiences of going across countries with a diplomat visa, volunteering for organization, closing deals. And these are capabilities that we were able to develop for her because we look at her holistically. Now, if we had bottled her as a dancer, then we would have probably helped her focus just on the dancing skills. And like I tell people, the art is different from the business of art. And maybe she should have become a good dancer, but she may not be as successful as she is today right now. Because what we helped her do is improve on all aspects holistically, her relationships with people, for her to not feel shy, for her to communicate the way she wants to communicate with impact, and for her to understand intentions of people, for her to unconsciously learn not just dance, but everything she puts her heart into, and equally to treat her college subjects in a way that it becomes easy for her to focus and learn them. The second time when she came, she was already successful compared to other college students, but then we pushed the boundaries. We asked her to develop capabilities and helped her in developing capabilities that makes it easier for her to reach out to people, to celebrities, and make connections. Not asking for opportunities, but genuine connection and relationship. And very soon, the playback opportunity came knocking on her door. And for a girl who's thinking, should I do a corporate career or pursue arts? For her to have gotten a corporate job, to have gotten an award in a job, for her to have been on a fast-track career over there, and at the same time being financially independent through her art and get singing and dance opportunities gives her the choice. Not 3 years before, but at any time in her life. If she wants to go back to a corporate job, it's waiting. She's already proven herself there. But she doesn't have to because she's also become financially independent. And that is only possible because we helped her not just with dance and art, but all the other things that are required to succeed in life together. And some of you who are listening to this might think, let me finish this first, let me finish that first, and then look at the other thing. But life doesn't work that way. You know, if you are the kind of person who says, let me do this first, let me do that first, you want to stop and consider. It's not about first or second. It's not about priority. In a corporate job, there are 10 things to do, and you cannot do all of them. Priority is a good thing. If there are 10 people to save and you can't save all of them, in military, priority is a good thing because you're going to decide who to let go. You're going to decide what task to let go. But it's your life. Everything is important. So it's a matter not of priority, it's a matter of organizing it in a way that they are all important. And that's why I hate the word work-life balance, because work and life is not like a seesaw. One doesn't have to go down for the other to come up. But what you really need is integration, where it's organized in such a beautiful way that one flows into the other. You becoming good at the way you work must bring you joy and happiness, must give you more energy that you bring back home, that brings in more happiness, more time with the people you love, that gives you a better clarity that you take back to work. That's the beauty of life. The beauty of life is knowing that everything is important. And it's just a matter of how you arrange the puzzle so that you can get all of it to improve continuously. And that's one of the secrets of evolving people, is that people always evolve. Not necessarily that they ever want to. People evolve. The average successful person evolves every 10 years. But you can make it 3 years. You can evolve people, give them, help them design how they evolve if you take into consideration all of the life outcomes. Business, health, legacy, family, personal genius, artistry, and so much more. So I invite you into the world of integrated life outcomes. And I hope you enjoy evolving holistically, integrated, as much as I love evolving myself and the people around me.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. And this is one idea taken from validated life experiences while developing the cutting-edge technology of excellence installation, where we help people design and fast-track their personal evolution in compressed time.
Because with excellence installations,
you accelerate up, launch your legacy, autopilot, predictive intelligence, map family evolution, and be installation genius, while you develop superior capabilities of world leaders in compressed time. And then again,
excellence installations,
you accelerate up, launch your legacy, autopilot, predictive intelligence, map family evolution, and be installation genius, while you develop superior capabilities of world leaders in compressed time. Thank you. You know, there are certain things in life when it gets done, you want to do it all over again. This is Solo Voice, taking you places where no one has gone before. My name is Antonus Olajuwon. I'll see you soon in the next episode.